Now, more of the news, and an independent city restaurant said Brexit played a part in the closure of the business, with the drop in sales following the Leave vote described as staggering. Blue Agave Mexican Grill on Upper King Street served its last customers on Saturday the 3rd of September, and the closure of the eatery will be permanent unless an investor can be found. The restaurant, which opened at the end of May, is the project of Californian Jason Kulbaugh, who settled in the region with his wife Sophie and daughter Hannah. Mrs. Kulbaugh said they expected it to be a bit slower following the vote to leave on June the 23rd, but did not foresee the extent to which trade would drop. Week on week, our sales fell by £1,000 after the Brexit vote. We thought it would have been slow as there was less students and people about, but the drop was just staggering, she said. We've spoken to other businesses in Tombland, and they've said that they've seen the same thing, but they're in a better place to deal with it as they've been open longer. We've only been open since May. The restaurant has also been hit with higher import prices for its Mexican spices and drinks, which have risen in cost by 10%. Mrs. Kulbaugh said, "We're hoping that something comes of it, as we've no cash left in the bank and no way of buying food to open next week. If we do get an investor, it'll just be a temporary closure, but if not, it'll have to be for good, which is just awful."
A youth charity has been forced to reduce a number of vital services because of lack of funding. The BASE, which operates from the Hewitt Academy, provides counselling and workshops for disadvantaged young people in the south of Norwich. But problems securing funding has left the charity needing to scale back its services to enable it to continue. Some of the services affected include its anger management workshops and one-to-one support sessions, which have been put on hold. The charity provides support for young people aged 11 to 19 through various workshops and counselling sessions. It was officially opened in 2011 after it was identified that vulnerable young people and their families needed more support. At its peak, the charity employed 10 people, but Mr. Barry Payne, chairman of the trustees, said it has now had to reduce its staff to 3 people working part-time. He explained that the charity had received money through fundraising events and by applying for bids for specific projects. Now bids are harder to get, he said, and fundraising has not achieved as much. The charity is inviting other partner organisations from across the city to look at ways to improve its situation, and they are invited to meet at the BASE on Thursday, September 15th at 5 p.m.
A band of women, hit by changes to their state pension age, will invoke the spirit of the suffragettes during a protest in Norwich on Friday, September the 16th. Women from the Pension Action in Norfolk group, that's PAIN, which is affiliated with the National WASPI campaign, that stands for Women Against State Pension Inequality, will gather at the bandstand in Chapelfield Gardens at midday as they continue to raise the plight of women born in the 1950s who've been hit by the unexpected changes. They want to see transitional changes brought in to help those who have to wait an extra 6 years to retire after being given little or no notice by successive governments. They'll gather at the bandstand where they'll be seen off by the Mustard TV presenter Helen McDermott. The women will commemorate the example set by the suffragette movement by symbolically chaining themselves to the bandstand. Then they'll march to Hay Hill to meet Norfolk MPs and share their experiences with others affected. They'll also be handing out free bananas, which were a luxury item 60 years ago.
From its medieval architecture and thriving towns to its idyllic beaches and woodland, there's plenty to discover across Norfolk and Suffolk. And while it is often those closest who overlook what's on their doorstep, a survey has revealed the vast majority of people living locally have explored the area's best-known landmarks. Out of the 900 people living in the 2 counties that were surveyed, 93% have visited the city's medieval castle, while 86% have taken a trip to the spectacular Norwich Cathedral. The unspoilt stretches of North Norfolk coastline are a favourite among many, with a massive 99% having spent time exploring the coastline. Pete Waters, executive director of Visit East Anglia, said, "It doesn't surprise me that so many Norfolk people wisely choose to enjoy the wonderful coast, countryside and visitor attractions that are on their doorstep. They're among the best in the country. Why would you need to go anywhere else?" He said one of Visit Norfolk's biggest website audiences was from people living in Norwich, suggesting that city dwellers treat the county as their weekend and day trip playground. Of those surveyed, 87% have been lured to the bright lights of Great Yarmouth's Golden Mile, while just 3% yet to visit and 10% calling the seaside town home. The city's cultural draws scored the lowest percentages, with just over a third of respondents having visited the Norfolk and Norwich Festival, one of the oldest surviving arts festivals in the country. But just over half of those surveyed, 50.3%, have whiled away time at the Sainsbury Centre, and 45.3% have visited the City Centre Museum of Norwich at the Bridewell. And though just a quarter of people have taken a guided tour somewhere in the county, for those who have, Norwich was top of the list.
More than 10,000 responses have been received to the public consultation on devolution proposals in Norfolk and Suffolk, with most people backing proposals for the government to hand back power to local bodies. However, their views on the proposal for a regional mayor were mixed. In an opinion poll, 54% of respondents backed the idea, but an online survey showed 62% of people were opposed to the proposal. The results were published as councils across the two counties start an autumn of considering what the public response to the devolution proposal should be. And they've come out as speculation continues in Westminster that the new government, led by Theresa May, is not so committed to elected mayors as that of her predecessor, David Cameron. The latest round of discussions about devolution has been coordinated by the Adnams boss and former Local Enterprise Partnership chairman, Andy Wood. He said the consultation showed a clear desire for more local control. "People want decisions made about housing, building new roads and where new bridges are needed to be made by people who know the area." But Mr. Wood said that the questions reflected the fact that the government's current position was that an elected mayor was a necessity before devolution could be considered, but accepted that support for this proposal was not clear-cut. Councils will now consider these findings at meetings over the next 2 months and consider what to recommend to the government.
The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospitals NHS Foundation Trust is inviting patients to share their experiences and help shape future standards of care. A series of In Your Shoes meetings will be held next month as part of an organization-wide initiative which aims to improve the quality of every patient's experience within the services the Trust provide. Emma McKay, Director of Nursing, encouraged people to come forward and speak about their experiences. She said, "We are really keen to listen to the experience and views of patients in Norfolk, whether they have had a positive experience or whether they feel there is room for improvement. This is a genuine opportunity for patients to share their stories and to influence the future of local care." She added, "We sincerely hope people would like to be part of these sessions. We need their help as we can only improve and offer services when, where and how the people we serve want by listening and learning. The In Your Shoes sessions offer us this opportunity."
An MP has called for a sense of urgency to bring to an end the mounting issue of rubbish on the Broads. North Norfolk MP Norman Lamb said action needed to be taken to quell concerns over the dwindling number of waste facilities on the waterways, which over the last few years has triggered worries about the impact on both tourism and the environment. After a law change saw the bill for rubbish disposal handed to the landowners, many district councils who'd been paying for collections on land they were not responsible for began to withdraw their services. And as boaters document overflowing bins and strewn rubbish bags, talks continue, with assurances made that a solution to stop more bins being lost is in sight.
Alan Partridge will return home for a book signing for his latest novel, Alan Partridge, Nomad. Gerald will host Partridge, played by actor Steve Coogan, and his fans from noon on October 29th in celebrating the follow-up to his first autobiographical work, I, Partridge. Nomad follows the comedy character's trek through Britain, intent on completing a journey of apparent huge personal significance. According to the book's publishers, Trapeze, this journal and its journey details Alan's adventures, from the people he meets to the places he goes, as well as ruminating profoundly on matters both immense and small. According to Trapeze, through witty vignettes and questionable insights of wisdom, we follow the broadcaster to a climatic final leg, which leaves Partridge changed forever. Tickets are £5 and are available online at www.gerald.co.uk/events. That is www.gerald.co.uk/events. Or from customer services in store.
And that's it for this week. Here's a reminder, as always, we're pleased to hear from you and pass on news to other listeners. You can leave your message on our answer phone at the Chatterbox office, and that's on 01603 765 365. Once again, that's Norwich 765 365. And we'll call you back as soon as we can. Remember, too, that you can always find us on the website. That's cbtn.org.uk. Once again, cbtn.org.uk. And don't forget to return to us your Chatterbox recording. Just put it in the wallet, pop it in the postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn over the address label. And please remember, also included this week is your EDP Norfolk memory stick.
We hope you enjoyed this week's Chatterbox, and our thanks go to the team who produced it. Our editor tonight was David Potten, and the sound recordist was Peter Murch. All items were taken from the evening news, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for the contents of this recording. So until next week, it's goodbye from Marianne Penn.
And from me, John Francis. Goodbye.